Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week's recipes by a great chef whose restaurant is just a stone's throw away from Midori House. Let's have a listen.
Hello, my name's Ravinda Bogle and I'm a chef and journalist and the owner of Jaconi in Marylebone. I wanted to talk to you today about a recipe from my new book, Jaconi, Proudly Inauthentic Recipes from an Immigrant Kitchen. It appears regularly on the menu at Jaconi and has always been incredibly popular. So the recipe is kimchi royals, and these appear on the menu pretty much at the same time as Jersey Royal season kicks in. And, you know, I don't know anyone who doesn't love potatoes in some form, but this is one of my favorite ways of cooking Jersey Royal potatoes. If you didn't have access to Jersey Royals, you could absolutely use small baby new potatoes or Larat potatoes, any potatoes you like, really. But these potatoes are our version of patatas bravas, but they sort of take a slant via Korea. So instead of salsa, you have kimchi. There's Japanese mayonnaise rather than alioli. And this dish is finished off with lots of texture. So crunchy peanuts, spring onions, sesame seeds, and shards of prawn crackers. And it just adds up to a really lively and wonderful dish that's feistier than your regular patatas bravas. So, to begin the dish, you have to boil the potatoes. So I just slice them in half lengthways and boil them until they're lovely and tender in salted water. And then you drain them well, dry them off, and then in a frying pan, you melt plenty of butter with a touch of sesame oil. Not too much, you just want a subtle hint of sesame oil. And you heat the butter until it's foaming and over medium heat. And once it's hot, you place the potatoes cut side down into the hot fat and you cook them until they're wonderful and crisp and golden brown. Take them out of the fat with a slotted spoon and drain them on kitchen paper and keep them warm. And in the meanwhile, you're going to start putting together your topping, which is kimchi. There is a recipe in the book for making kimchi, but you can buy plenty of very good versions in the supermarkets these days. So you take the kimchi, you slice it up nice and fine, and then into that, just to soften out its edges, you stir in some tamarind, a little bit of soy, and a little bit more fish sauce, and you stir that all together. Take the potatoes, arrange them on a platter, cut side up, top with the kimchi mixture, and then drizzle over some mayonnaise. If you didn't have Japanese mayonnaise, just regular mayonnaise with a little bit of sugar and some lime juice mixed in is absolutely fine. Once those toppings are on, you're just going to scatter over the peanuts, plenty of sesame seeds, some lovely sliced spring onions, coriander leaves, and those addictive shards of prawn cracker. And that's it, kimchi patatas.
Thanks to Ravinda Bogar for this week's recipe. And for more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.